Blog Talk Radio.
Viewer discretion is advised.
I am back. I am back, you guys. It has been a week since, I believe. It's been a week for me. Devontae is back. There's been new scheduling going on as far as me and Troy. Troy will be here on Thursdays and Fridays. If he wants to do a weekend thing, he'll let you guys know. If he just want to talk to you guys, because Sunday through Wednesday, he's a pretty busy man. Just to let you know. This is the NBA Mock Draft Show today. You know how I feel about doing mock drafts the day before the draft. I will not be here tomorrow. It would have been fun doing a draft show at 7 o'clock tomorrow, but Troy should be doing that tomorrow, so just be on the lookout for that. I mean, how you guys are doing? We've had a hot summer-like weekend. It hit the 90s for a couple of days. I'm back to the 70s. Feel good outside. It's been a tremendous weekend, and it's been a lot of basketball to be discussed, but that's, I was going to start with the Tigers, but my production, it did not want the sound to upload. I had some things going on for Tigers' sake, so I'm going to start with the NBA. I swear I hate technology. When you want to get things going, they just don't go as planned. But I will start with Dwight Howard getting traded. Before we get to the mock draft, because I will get to it. We'll spend a lot of time on mock draft. Throwing a number out here, 949-270-5945. I will get to Kawhi Leonard. I know you guys have been waiting and waiting on what I have to say. But Dwight Howard got traded to the Nets. If you guys don't know, there you go. He got traded to the Nets. Nets gave up Mozgov, gave up a couple of second rounders, one for this year, one for 2021, I believe. What now? Because the Hornets, I don't know what the Hornets are doing. I told you, I've said it all day today. That the Nets won that trade. Being that, you know, they'll be able to get free agents the following year. I mean, they can draw some free agents this year. But, you know, it would be okay. This will be a fun year for the Nets. Allen Crabb has the largest guaranteed contract on the team, DeMarre Carroll. That's it. So after that, when you get to the 2019-2020 season, now you have Mozgov contract. Now we're here with Mozgov's contract. You can still sign a big-time free agent, yes, this year. But probably won't happen. We'll see what they're going to do. Because, I mean, if you're the Nets organization, if you're from Brooklyn, we've got some Brooklyn people that listen in to the show. I would be very excited. You know, I know people are probably like, oh my gosh, what you got Dwight Howard for? Well, guess what? There's a team option on D'Angelo Russell. And I'm sure, I'm 1,000% sure that they're going to re-sign him. You know, and you know, they'll figure out what they want to do with him. Now, Jared Allen, I'm sure they're going to make something happen and keep him a part of that 2020 team. All of these guys, Allen Crabb can just opt out the contract. They'll let him walk if teams want to pay him. This is a contract year. Mozgov, what has he done? Nothing. DeMarre Carroll, when he's in, he's effective. I watched a couple of Brooklyn Nets games. Jeremy Lin, got to stay healthy. They don't know what they're going to do. Okafor was 22. Nick Stauskas, 24. You know, they had the veteran Dante Cunningham. I mentioned Jared Allen. They have all of these young guys. Spencer Dinwiddie, he is going to be one to play for a contract after such an amazing season last year. So that's why this team, this is very interesting for this team in Brooklyn. You have those contracts. The biggest guaranteed is Crab. But then what's happening after that? I mean, You got Miles Garrett. Probably just going to deal with him until the contract is up. Okay, what do you do? That's what you got to deal with in 2020. But you're going to be able to get two mass contracts now, and that's going to be huge for that team going forward. If this team can be like, okay, you know what? We can compete again. We can do it. I mean, I know Brooklyn isn't one of those places, you know, you want to go. But, hey, you look at a Klay Thompson. Hey, if he wants to get money, he's going to chase the money. Look at all these guys. If they want to get the money, going to chase the money and go to a team like this. I mean, think about it. Spencer Dinwiddie, they ain't going to give him $30 million, but they're going to pay him. They're going to do good. It's going to be very interesting. Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to see what the Brooklyn Nets are going to do. Because this was a brilliant trade by them. And as for the Hornets, I don't know what they're going to do. You know, I'm very excited that they got rid of, I'm very excited the Nets got rid of Moskov. You got Dwight Howard on the team for the Nets. And you're pulling in that $23.8 million. Hey, you know what, whatever. People want to say Dwight Howard's done. Guess what? He had a tremendous year last year. I will take that. He is the only player outside of Wilt Chamberlain who has averaged a double-double every season of his career. So he's already Hall of Fame. He's been in NBA Finals. I know he ain't win it. He wasn't going to win it. Wasn't going to beat Kobe. He made it there. Beating LeBron and company. Beating some good competition. Give him his respect. I know he's been going from team to team. I don't know what's going on with June for Dwight Howard, but he gets traded every June. Got traded last year in June. There you go. As far as the Nets, hey, they're like, okay, we got Dwight Howard. You know, this could be a fun year for Brooklyn. Laid it out there. They have Allen Crabbe, who's going to probably want to play for a bigger contract, or if not the same contract, because he got paid. He has the largest guarantee contract over even with Dwight Howard over there. Now, because, I mean, it's just $23.8 million now that the Nets have to pay. I got rid of Mozgov's bad contract. He just has $15 million guaranteed. So I don't see it being that bad of a contract. But, you know, you talked about Carroll. He has $30 million they got to pay him, but it's just going to be $15.5 million next season. Jay Leno, you know, they have a plan. Now, would they be able to get some free agents? I'm not sure. But they got good young talent. Okafor, I think, is good young talent. Spencer Dinwiddie, good young talent. He can be up there. He can make his 15 a year. If he played like he did last year, he's going to be making that type of money. I would pay him that. And you know how I feel about Dinwiddie. He cost me some money. But it's okay. He played well. Played very well. Still paying Darren Williams, I know, $5.5 million. I got two more years left with that. It's just $5.5 million. Darren Williams still getting paid. If you guys don't know, yes, he is. But I like the move. I mean, Brooklyn. I know Brooklyn loves it. I don't know what Charlotte has planned, though. I look on Charlotte's side. I don't know what they're doing. Okay, what are you doing? All right, Batum got the biggest contract. People are trying to sell me that, okay, MJ's going to get rid of Batum and Kemba Walker. Hey, if he can get rid of them contracts, and people are like, okay, if Cavs are going to take that contract. No, nobody wants the Batum contract. He's just going to play, and he's going to play. That's just a crazy contract that he got. You know, I like Batum, but $72 million guaranteed, I mean, that's amazing. That's the largest guarantee on the team. Don't know if they get rid of that. Cody Zeller, that's a bad contract. Even though I like Zeller, I don't think he should have got paid that much. That's the second largest. Kemba's going to want to get paid. Charlotte ain't going to be able to do that. So they're going to be looking to get rid of Kemba. I'm like, okay, Cat, are you willing to pay Kemba Walker? Sure, why not? Let's get rid of some of our bad contracts here. Why not? If they can do that, I mean, draft night would be very interesting. You've seen this trade. I think it'll be another trade. I think it'll be a big trade where when I be here on Friday, things will go crazy. If it's a crazy, big-time crazy trade, you will hear me. You will hear my voice tomorrow night. I will get on live. I'll just go live. You will hear my voice. Because I think Cleveland can pull off something like that. I know we talk about their bad contracts, you know, with Tristan Thompson and J.R. Smith. They can somehow get rid of those contracts and get Kemba Walker. And then you're like, okay, we can pay Kemba Walker. And, you know, we can pay LeBron James. We can do that. You got to get rid of those two contracts. Because even so, if LeBron resigns, you have to find a way to get rid of George Hill, Tristan Thompson, J.R. Smith. If you can find a way to do that, then you're winning, Cleveland. You're winning. You get Kemba Walker, you got a guy that can get you 20 points, 20-plus points. Got a guy that can take over a game. You know, a guy that no one talks about. He's had a fantastic career with Charlotte so far. He got about 7 years left. You know, until he retires, he should have some good years. He got good years left. He's hitting his prime next season. So, I'm Cleveland. I'm making a move. It's on the Hornets side. Okay. Kawhi Leonard, I want to get to Kawhi. If you guys want to chime in on it, 949-270-5945 is the number. And I'll tell you this. Kawhi Leonard, I don't know what is his problem. How can you not Nazation? They went 47-35 without you. You only played, what, 9 games this year? Maybe a little more, who knows? Pull it up. Yeah, he's only played 9 games. Gosh, my memory's good, ain't it? Marcus Aldridge had a career year as far as being in the Spurs uniform. Kawhi, why don't you want to play with this team? Is Popovich is the best coach in the NBA. You want to go to L.A.? And play behind Luke Walton because he's young. I know you want to play for LA because you're from California. I believe you're from San Diego, wherever. I know you went to San Diego State or Washington. But why LA? Like, what? I know you have a ring. I know you have a finals MVP. I know you've been, you know, just one great player. One good player when he's playing. He doesn't have anything to prove. He's not trying to chase Jordan. He has his ring. I mean, hey, if you want the money, go to L.A. Go to L.A. if you want the money. Because L.A. will pay you. They will. I'm not saying that San Antonio can't pay you. They will be able to pay him. No issues. Because, I mean, they're not going to give Tony Parker no more $15 million. They don't do that. Danny Green has a player option, so, I mean, he's just waiting to see what's going to happen. I think he wants to compete. So you might see him in Cleveland. Cleveland makes some room to pay him $10 million. I think he deserves that because he's big time. Then signing Rudy Gay to know $15 million, $16 million. And they might give him $10, $11, $12, something like that. Patty Mills is there. They ain't letting him go. They ain't letting LaMarcus Aldridge go. Pau Gasol is there until he retires. And it's the Spurs I'm talking about. Manu is pretty much done. Tony Parker should be done. You got DeJounte Murray, and I'm sure the team is going to put some money in his pocket. He's 21. He's young. He's going to get some money. Ain't really got nobody else to pay. So, Kawhi, what is it? You decide to stay. You go ahead. You talk extension, you know, going into 2020, because they can give you the max. They give you some money. They can pay you. Because when the start of 2019-2020 season start, hey, they're only going to be paying $80 million to these players. And that's only if Kawhi doesn't leave. Because he can just walk out after next season. Which he says he wants to play with L.A. Don't know why. I don't see it. Spurs are like, okay, you know what? We got to get a trade. What can the Lakers give you? Lakers have nothing. They have a lot of free agents right now. They don't know what they're doing. Luol Deng has a horrible contract. Spurs ain't going to want it. I mean, if the Lakers find some way to get rid of that contract, that'd be great. The Lakers can afford 3 max contracts. That's the killer part. See, Spurs don't want to just give up Kawhi Leonard. Don't want him to fall into the following season. I mean, I honestly feel like the Lakers can get Kawhi 2019-2020 season, which is why I feel like 2020 is the year that they win a championship. That's where they're going to really feed off the contracts, feed off the free agency. 2019-2020, my theory will look so genius because I've said this 4 years in advance. I've been rolling with it. Because pretty much after next year, I mean, what are you doing? You're going to pay Kuzma, I'm sure. Lonzo Ball, you're going to pay. Now, Lonzo will be at $8 million. Then in 2020-2021 season, $11 million. So that's pretty much, you know, what you're looking at. You don't know what you're going to do. You're going to probably, you have assets. Brandon Ingram, Kuzma, you have all of these assets on this team. You do. You got to sign Julius Randle this year. Got to see what you're going to do with IT. You got to see what you're going to do with Channing Frye. I think you can sign Channing Frye to another year unless he wants to go elsewhere and compete. But the Lakers have a shot at something, you know, special going forward. You know, I really can't wait to free agency period to talk about this in a couple of weeks. When two Fridays from this Friday coming up, free agency period starts, and when we get to the first of the month of July, and we get to all of that, then we'll know, we'll get it, things will get juicy over here in the NBA. I'm still appalled that Kawhi would do this. I haven't heard him talk. You know, the only thing really Kawhi Leonard thing is
indubitably.
I don't know what that word means.
Indubitably.
I don't know what it means. It's the only word I heard him say. The only thing I heard him talk about. I've seen video of Popovich just yelling at him. I mean, okay, that's the coach. The coach's going to yell at you. How do you not like Pop's system? Or could he have a point? Y'all know how I feel about Pop. Pop is a very good coach. Doesn't win a lot, I mean, under the circumstances. We had Tim Duncan. Ever since Tim Duncan left, I mean, what? Go ahead, you beat a Memphis team, this is the last playoffs. And you beat Houston team who gave up. It's James Harden. Then you had a chance to beat Golden State. You're 61-21, had a good chance. Kawhi goes down and the season goes. The Mother's Day. I will never forget. Mother's Day. A lot happens on Mother's Day. It's crazy. A lot of things happen in sports. Year before, they go 67-15, can't beat OKC. Do Kawhi have a point? Ever since Tim Duncan retired, Tim Duncan really create Greg Popovich. I mean, seriously. Because ever since David Robinson been gone. Ever since Tim Duncan retired, what has happened? Failure. Just fail. And I hate to admit the fact. Hey, but you did. You failed. All right. I'm done blabbering about Kawhi Leonard. So I just can't wait to see what happens. I want him to come to my Lakers. I want him to come to my Lakers. I'm pretty well like, okay, where do you want Kawhi to go? I want him to come to my Lakers. Yes, I do. It'll be sad to see him lead the Spurs because the Spurs, what are they going to be? Probably going to miss the playoffs finally. Maybe. They probably, you know, because last year I said they were going to miss the playoffs. They're going to be your disappointing team. Barely made it. But they got there. Shut me up. I was wrong. But they did it. Playoff time, don't know what happened. Got massive with Golden State. That's up. All right. So, everybody's still asking me about Dwayne Casey. Being here in Detroit, he did have his press conference today. That was one of the clips that I wanted for you guys to hear, for those that did not hear it. But he seems very excited to be here in Detroit. I'm happy for him. I'm glad that he's here. You know, I know I've bashed him being with the Toronto Raptors organization. He's been in the league. He's been a part of basketball for a while, a long while. He does have a championship ring, being a part of Dallas Mavericks, helping out on that defense. It's one of the things I really looked up to. And it really had Toronto playing very good defense. And they just pretty much got an offense this year. And I don't even know if I can blame Casey, because I don't know what his superstars are doing. Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan. We have to remember here, by the way, on a Toronto team, I am going to admit that, okay, I'm happy that Kyle Lowry got better. People have just been like, oh, Kyle Lowry is just this, Kyle Lowry is that. Kyle Lowry, he's gotten better, but he's still not the person. Like, okay, before this season, the last 2 years, yeah, he had 20 points. He was doing this thing, averaging 20 points. Got hurt the previous season, when he averaged 22.5 points a game. That was a career year for him. Got hurt. I was like, oh, they needed him. Tough break. Kyle Lowry's been in the league for a while. You guys remember? Memphis, Houston, Toronto. It's three teams he's been on. Kyle Lowry isn't really the guy you want on your team. I know, you know, he wasn't good before coming to Toronto. No, I know he had his moments in Houston. His 13.5 points, had his 14.5 points the year after. The team missed the playoffs that year, both years, I should say. So that's where they had to let Kyle Lowry go. But see, Dwayne Casey is a player development type coach. I love what I see from Dwayne Casey when it's player development. Look at the Toronto Raptors team that he put together. This was the best Toronto Raptors team in franchise history. No one has ever fought me on that. And you cannot. You can't say that this was not. Now DeMar DeRozan, 23 points a game. It's better than his career average. He had 27 last year. 27.3 points a game last year. His rookie year, 8.6. Now, this was before Dwayne Casey got there. Dwayne Casey got there, I believe, when he averaged 22 points a game. 22, I believe. No, Dwayne Casey was there before that. The year before that, when I believe he averaged, let me see, it wasn't 20. It was 18. Averaged 18 points a game. He developed him to start being more aggressive, scoring more points, being more efficient, then he still wasn't getting it going. So if you want to look at development, he does do that, but the confidence, I don't know what's up with DeMar DeRozan, don't know what's up with Kyle Lowry. So maybe I might want to throw Toronto out of the playoff equation now. He's gotten his bench better. He's got Van Vliet being the best bench player on that team. Now we're going to see what happens now that he's gone. I don't believe they have a coach right now. I'm not, you know, into the Toronto. I don't know if they got a coach. I don't know their situation. I didn't see anything. If they did it, then it's new to me. But I don't know what's going on with Ibaka and Valanciunas. I like Valanciunas. He's been good. CJ Miles playing with big-time confidence. Dellen Wright, Siakam. Van Vliet, I've talked about Van Vliet. Anunoby just got to be a little more aggressive, but he's young. But look what he has on this Detroit Pistons team. He's got a Blake Griffin that is going to probably be shooting a lot of threes this year. Wouldn't mind handling the ball. Wouldn't mind taking the ball, Reggie giving him the ball. Pistons started winning. Started winning at the end of the season, but it was a little too late to make the playoffs. 39-43, I would take it. Even though they didn't have a pick, so, I mean, it didn't matter. They have Andre Drummond, who is reportedly working on his three-point shot. He's going to be a poor man's Joel Embiid. So you have those two guys. He has 5 years. So pretty much, until Blake Griffin is pretty much done, he has him. Andre Drummond is going to be looking for probably the same contract that he got. I mean, 4 years, another 4 years, because he'd be 28 by the time. Well, he'd be 27 by the time he can opt out. So if a team wants to pay him, I think he wants to stay here, especially if this is, you know, going to the right direction. And then after 2020, Reggie Jackson's contract is up. Things start getting very interesting. And another thing, for people that don't know, that's in the city of Detroit, or, you know, don't follow Detroit sports, we're really looking at a GM finally finalizing a deal for a GM to be ready. And if you don't know his name, it's Malik Rose. You guys don't remember Malik Rose? Got a championship with the Spurs. He's been in the league for a while. He's been a part of the NBA for a while. He's done broadcasts, I believe, for the 76ers. I know he did broadcasts for some NBA team. I just can't remember. I think it is the 76ers. But he was the G League Executive of the Year. So I wouldn't mind bringing that here to Detroit. Especially, you look at the payroll, you look at this, you can make moves, you can take. This is funny, because if John Lohr, because that's just the guy I really look at, because John Lohr can get you, you know, 11, you know, points a game. If a team sees that, okay, they're going to be like, oh, okay, John Lohr is looking good. He's a guy who can shoot the ball. He can't shoot. And if they can get rid of that, that would be good. I think Anthony Tolliver make a deal, have a deal somewhere else. I wouldn't mind seeing Tolliver and Golden State. I would love to see a Tolliver and Golden State energy guy who can shoot, who's going to shoot with confidence. I think that'd help. That really help Golden State. But give them somebody, another veteran like Tolliver. Got to see James Ennis. Got to see about that, what they're going to do. You know, I'm sure Jermaine Nelson's done. You know, Reggie Bullock in this contract year, he'll be 28 by the time the season's over with. So, well, Pistons can decide, okay, will we let him walk? He's a guy that can shoot. You know, do we want to keep him here? And I would love to keep Reggie Bullock. I like Reggie Bullock. But, see, Dwayne Casey, I think he can develop Stanley Johnson. He can develop Luke Kennard. Stanley Johnson's only 22. It's going to be 23. Luke Kennard is 21. It's going to be 22. Excuse me. So, Henry Ellison, the same. He's 21. He can make these guys how they were in college. He can do such things. He made Van Vliet be the guy he was in college. No, he didn't put up as many points, but his effort was there. OG Anunoby was playing with confidence in the Toronto like he was in Indiana at college. So, you know, he's gotten DeMar DeRozan to be that USC-type guy. You got Kyle Lowry, Mike Lowry being a Nova guy, you know, making Lowry better. He's not the best. He's not, you know, but he's better than what he was when he first got drafted by Memphis, came to Houston. It's just been going team for team. So we shall see. He can probably get Blake Griffin to be what he was at Oklahoma. Maybe not just dunking all over the place. He lost his athletic ability. But Andre Drummond, he ain't even in his prime yet. Reggie Jackson will be in his prime. Get John Lohr. He's a veteran. You know, Mason Galloway is young. If you can get Stanley Johnson to have that, the moments he can play like when he had them big games for Arizona, then you'll be good. Luke Kennard, who's been very good at Duke. It's not that I don't like Luke Kennard. I love Luke Kennard, but I would rather have had Donovan Mitchell at the time. So I'm all in on Dwayne Casey here. I'm sure that LCA is going to be calling me soon about, okay, tickets, 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 and this is going to be effective. They're going to be calling me once the scheduling come out. I mean, they're going to be blowing me up about this. And they know, they're going to know I'm all in, because they always ask me, how do I feel about this? How do I feel about that? You know, so they're going to know I'm all in. So we'll see. I'll probably meet the man. Never know what'll happen. All right. Half an hour I've been on blabbering about the NBA. My draft. This is going to be very interesting. I don't even think that, you know, these teams will make the moves. I think these teams will move up in the draft and these teams will trade. That's usually the case in the NBA draft. You do see a lot of trades. So I'm just going to do this for the fun of it. I'm going to just say that, okay, DeAndre Ayton is going to be the first pick. I mean, for Phoenix to pass on DeAndre Ayton would be crazy. You got yourself, and it's DeAndre Ayton, you got yourself a big presence. You got to figure out, probably going to just let Alex Len walk. Unless you, yeah, you got to let Alex Len walk, I believe. Because you got Tyson Chandler another year. Tyson Chandler would love to really, you know, play behind him in the season. You have Brandon Knight. T.J. Warren is your largest guaranteed contract for the years. You have T.J. Warren until he's about 29, 30 years old. So that's settled for that. They love the young talent because now this is the year Devin Booker is going to get paid. Devin Booker will get paid. He's going to probably be at the making $20 million a year because they'll be sold on Devin Booker. And this, especially, and he has to have a healthy year next season. He have to. If he does not, then it's an issue. But he has to have a healthy year for them to really be like, okay, I'm going to pay you max dollars. They still pay him anyway because they don't want him to walk. I'm sure a team would probably pay him anyway. But Phoenix would do it. And then, you know, they're going to be like, okay, we got a team option. We got Josh Jackson. You know, we'll construct a contract that 2020 season because Josh Jackson's going to be really good. We're going to see how he do if he can stay healthy. Brandon Knight, can he stay healthy? If he can stay healthy, they can be like, okay, you know what? Do we want to trade him or do we want to just keep him? Because we believe that we can make the playoffs. Devin Booker wants playoffs. That's why I feel like Devin Booker's going to play like he's going to average about 27, 28 plus points a game. And you got Ayton. This is why this is just an interesting, interesting market. They'll probably re-sign Payton, you know, try to get him about 10, 11, 12 million, you know, just in case Knight goes down. Payton got to be healthy too, because he was hurt last part of the year. They're missing some pieces here, so it would be very interesting. I can't wait to see who Phoenix play on their first night, their first game, especially if they had Ayton. I believe they get Ayton easily. Now, the second pick goes to Sacramento. They have to get Marvin Bagley. I've seen things like Michael Porter. Don't want that. Marvin Bagley, I think, is the best player, the second best player in the draft, if not the best. I think Marvin Bagley really would give Sacramento something, you know, something great with De'Aaron Fox and Mr. Bagley, because now he's going to be working with Z-Bo. Z-Bo has one more year left. Z-Bo will probably be done. Z-Bo will probably be like, okay, you want to trade me? Trade me back to Memphis. Trade me to Portland, wherever you want to trade me. One of my former teams, you got Shumpert. Shumpert is still young. He's 27. You know, let's not forget Shumpert is young. And Bogdanovich, a shooter. Got to get a shooter's touch. This would be a fun team to watch, too, with De'Aaron Fox. Willie Cauley-Stein probably be playing for a bigger contract. You know, this is last year, next year, Buddy Hield. So this would be an interesting spot. You don't really need to go. It's kind of, they're in a strange situation. But, you know, if I'm Sacramento, I'm doing what I can to play hard. Have these young guys play hard. You get De'Aaron Fox. You got Marvin Bagley. You got two young guys. Let's not forget De'Aaron Fox. He'll be 21. He's going to be legal. So you're going to deal with Marvin Bagley. I think he's going to be good to go. He ain't legal yet either. So you got these two young guys. You can build around them. The Sacramento fans would be very happy if they have those two guys. Those are like the best fans. One of the best fans in NBA is Sacramento fans. They are loyal. You got to love it. Okay, and I think the third pick, I think Atlanta goes ahead and get Luka Doncic. I think that's just the right move to do. You know, he's 6'8". I think he can be a star in this league. You know, being from Real Madrid, it'll be exciting to watch him. I don't see why the Hawks, you know, would pass on him outside of, you know, not getting Trae Young. But why get Trae Young? You got Bazemore. You got Dennis Schroeder. Bazemore, if he decides, you know what, I want to opt out. Hey, go ahead. Trade him. Trade him if you feel that way. That's what has to be done if you're the Hawks. But you get Luka Doncic, you know, if he has to sit out, if he's like, okay, you know what, I'm not going to be here. Taurean Prince is really good. You got John Collins. You got some very good young talent over there in Atlanta, which I think, I'm trying to think, do I want a GM, the Atlanta Hawks in 2K? I've been trying to figure out what team I want to be a GM for. I mean, somebody help me out with that. If you just came in, I'm talking to mock draft here. Just having a little fun here, 949-270-5945. You want to ask me where I think any team would do if I think this person to be drafted. Should this person be drafted this high, then go ahead and ask me. But I am going to be moving on to the fourth pick. The Memphis Grizzlies. This was a toughie, but I think they should get Jaren Jackson. I think Jaren Jackson is the fourth best player for Michigan State. I think Memphis is just in a win-win situation. They can trade that pick if they wanted to. They can move down. They don't really need this high pick. They only have this pick because Mike Conley was out for a year. They have very good young talent. I'm going to say this every time I mention the Memphis Grizzlies. You guys are probably going to be like, okay, well, just shut up about Memphis. But Mike Conley being out, just got the guaranteed contract. Now he has to do, you know, some great things next year. Got Marcus Gasol, who has a player option, and can probably try to figure out what he's going to do. But you can still get a decent big man just in case, you know, Marcus Gasol, like, okay, you know what, I'm done. You know, and, you know, we'll see. Memphis is just in a great spot. All of these young guys, they're going to all be playing very hard, just like they did. See what they're going to do with Tyreek Evans, Mario Chalmers. I'm sure Chalmers is going to come back. Why not? You know, I would. I think Memphis have some promise. I think Memphis can be in the playoffs. I wouldn't mind GMing them, to be honest. But if I was to pick, I think I would just GM the Phoenix Suns just because they have number one pick. I would love to make some moves for them. All right, the Dallas Mavericks, one of my favorite teams. I think they should go after Wendell Carter. I know Bamba is available. I wouldn't be upset if they get Bamba. But Wendell Carter, I do like him. It's very interesting, too, with Dallas. Because I really was like, okay, maybe they should go after Porter. But they got Harrison Barnes. But then it's like, okay, would you just let Harrison Barnes walk? If they get Michael Porter, that means, okay, Harrison Barnes, if he decides to walk, we have Porter. Now, Porter, you know, he's 6'11". So, you know, he can still be in the presence, play the four, you know, something like that. So I wouldn't be upset if Michael Porter goes there. So I would take that. Dirk has one more year left on his contract. He'd be done. He said he's going to play one more, play till he's done. You know, this is an interesting spot, too. Dennis Smith having that rookie contract. Nerlens Noel still has that rookie contract. Well, he can sign anywhere now. Doug McDermott, see Seth Curry. I mean, that'll be interesting if the Warriors could go ahead and have the brothers play with each other, because I'm sure that Yogi Ferrell will get re-signed by them. So they have a lot of options here. They can, because Dennis Smith is there to stay. Dennis Smith is a beast. He's ready. Wesley Matthews, they're going to let walk. So Dallas would be very interesting after next season, or even going into next season. They'll be interesting because they will have money to spend. I mean, a lot of teams will. As far as that, I think Dallas makes some moves. I really do. And no one's going to talk about Dallas. But I would go, okay, I would change my mind. I would say Michael Porter. Go get Michael Porter. All right, the next, Orlando. I think they go Trae Young. I don't see Trae Young going before that, and if he does, it will probably be Atlanta drafting him, which I think will be a mistake. Orlando, you have nothing to lose. Go ahead and get Trae Young. Go ahead and get what everybody says, Steph Curry. Now it's tough to really compare. You know, he was a freshman. I don't think he has the best jump shot. You know, like Steph Curry came in the league, you just knew, okay, he has a jump shot. He's fun to watch. Saw it at Davidson. Trae Young, he's had his moments. He's turnover king. But being a part of the Orlando Magic team, they will be fun to watch. And I know I say that to every team. I'm just a big NBA guy. And I know people are like, okay, would you stop saying that'd be fun to watch? Okay, well, I'm a big NBA guy. I love Fournier. Vucevic is a nice piece. DJ Augustine ain't really getting paid that much. He just playing. I mean, he's in 7.2. I mean, that's way more than what I got. I mean, he's getting guaranteed money. He's getting good money. Okay, I'll disregard what I just said. There, Jonathan Simmons, who plays hard. Shelvin Mack is going to have one more year. I'm sure they're going to re-sign Aaron Gordon to a good deal, to about where Biombo is at, about 17 million. I think Aaron Gordon does deserve that. Jonathan Isaac, he's been hurt all rookie year, and I like Isaac. We'll see what they do with Aflalo. We'll see what they do with Spates. If they get Trae Young, they will be something to watch, especially Fournier's being that guy. You know, the guy, he has the biggest contract on the team. And now we're going to see, you know, what happens with this. And Terrence Ross still has one more year, Vucevic. So, sure, we'll see. I can't wait to draft night. I think I might have to come on tomorrow night after the draft. I wouldn't mind it. Let's set it up. I'll do it. If Troy's going to be here tomorrow. I'm just going to hope. But if he's on here tomorrow, Troy, let's go ahead. He can have his part, and then I have my part. It'll be fun. Chicago, I think Chicago will go ahead and get Wendell Carter, because I changed it up. Wendell Carter, I think, will be the best pick. Chicago got to go big. Chicago probably move up if they feel like a team is going to get Bamba. I've seen them being one of the teams that can move up. They do have Robin Lopez, Amir Ashik. They're striving on big man, but, you know, who do you have? You don't have anybody young. As far as big fellas, Robin Lopez, Amir Ashik, those guys can be just injury away. Just that's it. They have good young players. Markkanen is going to be good. Well, he's already good. Chris Dunn, re-signed Zach LaVine, I'm sure. They love what they saw when he came back from injury. Cameron Payne is playing well. Denzel Valentine. So they have Bobby Portis is good. Paul Zipser. Good young guys on this team. Felicio has the biggest contract, too, if you guys don't know. So he's been good. Cristiano Felicio. So, you know, the Bulls are just in a one of those weird situations, too. They really are. Number eight is Cleveland. Now, I think Cleveland could go out and get Mikal Bridges. They could. You know, I know we look at Michael Porter, but I think Porter, you know, will get drafted before that. And it'll be tough because I've had an issue with the back problem with Porter. I didn't like the way he played in a tournament, and which resulted in him losing in the round of 32. But I think Mikal Bridges, you know, I think that'll be something interesting. They'll go ahead and get him. I think Cleveland needs the best available player. I know they'll probably look at a point guard. But, I mean, you just don't know about LeBron James. I think if Trae Young is still available, yeah, go after him because he does have that star, you know, quality. Go right ahead. You got a Mikal Bridges who is, you know he's young. You know he's 6'7". You know he's a guard, /4, 210. Be able to create his own shot. He can do that. He's done great things for Nova in his time there. He's been there for 3 years, so, and he's a national champion. Let's not forget. So, you know, why not? I feel like that should be the case. The number nine. Who is number nine? The Knicks. Now, this is interesting. I think that if Bamba falls to the Knicks, they'd take him. And it's so unfortunate the Knicks just, it seems like they just get bad luck with missing guys. But I think this is a good enough draft that hopefully they don't do nothing like a Ntilikina, even though he is progressing. I will give him that. But you need a big guy because Joakim Noah, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what Enes Kanter is going to do. He has a player option. You don't know. Kylo Quinn has a player option. Now, what big man do you have that you can count on? You got Porzingis, but he's 7'3", but he's a power forward pretty much. He's a shooter. He's a scorer. He's not going to put his back to the basket. He's not going to stop. He uses his length. But Bamba, I think if they can land Bamba, that would be exciting for the New York Knicks organization. Very exciting. Be alongside with Chris Stapps, got some length. 2 7-footers in the front court. You don't see that. You need to go back to the inside-outside type of game in basketball. Why not? So I like that. Number 10 pick, the Phillies, 76ers. I already said Phillies. Philadelphia 76ers. I think they go ahead and get the tall point guard out of Kentucky, Shai. I think they would make that play. Now, I know you're probably thinking, like, okay, why would they do that? We don't know what's going on, Markel Fultz. I know he's working on his game. I've seen some things. Or they could just trade that pick. They don't really need to make a pick unless, you know, if somebody falls in their lap, they're going to make it. Like, I can see, I wouldn't mind seeing Mikal Bridges fall to them. I think that would be a gorgeous pick for them. You know, if he does fall, I think the draft could be all over the place. But I think that Shai will get it done for whatever team he goes to. He's a big point guard. You need a big point guard. He's 6'6". He is 180, but he's tall point guard. He's very good for Kentucky. Probably the Kentucky's second best player, Kevin Knox, might have been the first one. But as far as the drafting goes, I think he is the he's had a very good workout. And then number 11 pick going to Charlotte. I think Colin Sexton is the choice. I would go crazy if they do not draft Colin Sexton, especially. You look at it, he can be alongside Kemba Walker. You don't know you're going to let Kemba Walker walk. And then you have Colin Sexton, who is ready. I think you give him a year, you know, to play in this league. I think he'd be something special. Big time. It's game time. He's ready to go. It's a kid. Jerome Robinson. I think he's going to go to the Clippers. I think he falls to the Clippers. If you don't know Jerome Robinson, he went to Boston College. And the thing, Boston College, you know, a lot of people don't watch BC like that. You know, them being in the ACC, you know, I'm sure I thought people would still watch them. But Jerome Robinson was the best player on the team. They didn't make the tournament. You know, they didn't have that type of year to make the tournament. You know, they don't really have them years where they make it. But Jerome Robinson has been good for Boston College. I had to look this kid up. Got a good game. He's been the best player for Boston College the last 2 years. And unfortunately, they did miss out in the tournament. I mean, they were 19-16. I really don't see how they would have made it. They were in the ACC tournament. They did beat NC State, beat Georgia Tech. They did lose to Clemson. And they were in NIT. They lost to Western. Now in the ACC for big games they've won. They did beat the Hurricanes. But then they beat Duke. Let's not forget, they did beat Duke. I will not forget. I can't forget that game. I remember I watched that game. I was paying very close attention to that game when they did beat Duke. I was like, how in the world did Duke lose to this team, Boston College? How did it happen? You know, but, like I said, it was remarkable. Jerome Robinson. You know, one of those guys people don't really know. That's those guys you watch out for. And then after that, I think the Clippers might go ahead and just get Kevin Knox. I think Kevin Knox do fall into where the Clippers are at from Kentucky. I'll move a little quicker. Denver, I think, will get Zaire Smith. I think that's spot on. Me and the mock draft people have gotten that correct. The Wizards have the 15th pick. I think they'll go after Dante DiVincenzo. I cannot pronounce his name. But the shooter. Shooting guard in Villanova, you guys seen him in the tournament, just knocking him down. I see Washington grabbing somebody like that. Having that spark off the bench, having that type of player to really, you know, send out a spark because they need it. Washington needs that type of spark. I think he can do that. He can have those type of games that he had in the tournament. I do believe that. So that could be a start. I think Dante do rise up. He's been rising up because very good line workouts. I'm sorry, Lonnie Walker. I think is the next pick. He's gonna go to Phoenix. I think Phoenix, you know, having that another pick. I think they go ahead and make the move to get Lonnie Walker, shooting guard, young kid, freshman. He was a freshman, so you know, I think that'll be just an outstanding pick. For this team, due to the fact that he's just very aggressive. I know he wasn't the best you know. But, you know, I think he'd be something of a spark for Phoenix, especially. You need that if Brandon Knight's not healthy. You need that if Elfrid Payton's not healthy. I think Lonnie Walker, you know, can come in, and especially Devin Booker, too. So, next, Milwaukee, a 17th pick. Miles Bridges. I think they get Miles Bridges from Michigan State. I think that'll be a good pick. I know they have Miles Bridges going to Phoenix, but I think he could drop into Milwaukee. I switched Lonnie Walker going to Phoenix, Miles Bridges going to Milwaukee on that side. San Antonio has the 18th pick. I think they get Robert Williams. I think that'll be an interesting pick for them. You know, we don't know Robert Williams. 6'9", 240, power forward slash center. I think that'll be a huge. This guy that does play hard. I've talked about this kid a lot, and nah, I love him. You know, he's not your flashy guy. You know, he gets you 12. He gets you 12 and 8. He's gonna, you know, grind out on the boards. He's gonna do everything on the offensive rebounding, and that's something that the Spurs love. They love those type of guys. So why not? I see that. Gary Trent, my 19th pick in the draft, he's going to go to Atlanta. I think that's what Atlanta will go after, you know, grabbing Luka Doncic. Why not? They're going to just go guard heavy, you know, get you a guy like Trent to shoot the ball, an energy type guy. Like it, Minnesota. I'm only doing the first round, too, by the way. But let's see. Minnesota's next. Minnesota, it was very hard for me to choose this. But I do like Kevin Huerter from Maryland. They will go shooting guard. I believe that's something they can use. Kevin Huerter will be a very good pick for them. He's from Maryland. I believe that's where he went to, Maryland. Yeah, Maryland. Went to Maryland, was in the Big Ten. I can't believe I forgot that, man. Plays against, you know, our conference. He had 15 points a game last year. It's good year. Good year. The Terrapins, they did make the tournament his first year, his freshman year. And they had Danilo Trimble and Justin Jackson. But, you know, they lost to Xavier. They were the 6th seed, losing to the 11th seed. That was one of those god-awful 6-11 seed matchups. But I do like Kevin Huerter. Got a good shot, 6-7 shooting guard. You know, so that's some good things going on. Troy Brown is the next pick. I think he's going to go to Utah. It is switched. I think both of those teams need a shooting guard. So that's how it would go. And they get a good height, you know, 6-7 shooting guard. I think that's a good that's a good height there. Kyrie Thomas, shooting guard out of Creighton. Go ahead and grab him. They have them getting a shooting guard anyway, but I'm gonna say that they go ahead and get Kyrie Thomas out of Creighton. He's been there for 3 years. He had a career year. Stats go up. He's been shooting the ball well. So as far as his career, he's been shooting more. So you gotta love him. Part of the Big East Conference. They did lose to Kansas State in the tourney this year. If you guys followed Kyrie Thomas, he only had 9 points, but he was 4 for 9. Could not hit a three, but he was very good on defensive ends, very aggressive, had 4 fouls. Fouls were just coming on Creighton's side. I thought Creighton would win. I ain't never going to forget that. I was like, Creighton's going to win this matchup. It's a good matchup. But Kansas State held on, did their thing, and you know what else happened. But he's been in the tournament every year, but unfortunately, he's been in his last two years. Unfortunately, they did lose to Rhode Island, lost as a 6th seed. I can't forget that either, because Jeff Bilton, can't forget his name. But Kyrie didn't have a bad game, but where was the rest of his team? Justin Patton was nowhere to be found. But that's a different discussion. You know how I feel. You know how I get. You know how I get. Gets these tourneys and all that good stuff. But anyway, Mitchell Robinson, is on my 23rd pick. And me and the draft experts agree on that. Mitchell Robinson, he's a center from USA. He's 7'1". I said, okay, Indiana, why not go ahead and get yourself a big, you know, 7-footer? Why not do that? Why not get you some height? Because I think, no, he's not going to start. But when I look at the Indiana Pacers, you know, they did have Roy Hibbert at the time, you know, good things like that. Of course, you know, Oladipo's there for a while. But as far as big fellas, you know, what are they going to do? You know, what will be their motive? I mean, Al Jefferson is not doing anything. I don't know what they're going to do with Sabonis. He has to play better. I mean, you had a chance to beat the Cavaliers the first round. Things interesting. We could have been talking Game 7 of an NBA Finals with a new Eastern Conference team. Now we have to see that crap. All right, moving on. Number 24, who has number 24 pick? Portland Trailblazers. I have Aaron Holiday. Aaron Holiday, the point guard from UCLA. Drew Holiday's brother is a cousin. Brother or cousin, whatever, their family. But UCLA, 6'1 point guard. He's a very phenomenal point guard. I was really watching him about the last part of the college basketball season. I think that'll be a very good addition. Out now, you're like, okay, what about, oh my gosh, what is his name? Backup point guard. Napier. Maybe they'll let him walk because he's a free agent. Shabazz Napier. Because they got Lillard and McCollum until 2021 is over with. Those are your guaranteed contracts. You go ahead and get yourself like get somebody like Aaron Holiday. You're like, okay, I like Napier, but I'm going to just go out and just deal. And I mean deal with Aaron Holiday. 6'1". Smaller guard. All right, moving on. Number 25 pick, the Lakers. My Lakers. Troy asked me who I think Lakers will get. I will go after, you know, power forward. Let's go get Amari Spellman. Why not? Kid from Villanova. Why not get Spellman? Spellman is, you know, he got me 11-8 for Villanova. Why not? He can shoot the three. Guard the paint. That'd be something, you know, one of those low-key picks, kind of like Kyle Kuzma. You know, we just chilling, watching, you know, we won a national championship. There's Villanova, I'm just saying, we, for purposes like that, beat Michigan. You know, Amari Spellman had 11 rebounds. 11 rebounds. Led the team in rebounds. Had 8 points. Okay, it's 3-for-8. Didn't got to do too much. You got Brunson. This is when Dante was going crazy. You know, you guys remember Dante now? Now it's a national championship. No, you guys remember him now. All right, number 26 pick. The 76ers. Landry Shamet. He's a point guard from Wichita State. Point guard slash shooting guard. And this is Philly. You know, I think they go after, like I said, I thought they'd go after Shai. There they go. They're going to go after Landry. They just go ahead and get some young guards. Why not do that? You know, you got to figure out what you're going to do about the guard situation. You ain't going to keep on paying J.J. Redick $20 million a year. That's not going to happen. So you want to get those type of guys. I mean, you guys were seeing Wichita State. You guys have been witnesses of Wichita for years. So, you know, anybody that comes from Wichita, you're looking at getting greatness. I mean, Landry, he has 15 points a game, 5 assists, 3 rebounds. I'll take it. A guy that's not afraid to score, a guy that's going to shoot. He's going to shoot. He's a very good shooter. He's not afraid to pass the ball. That's the type of players that Philly needs. Guys that can shoot, pass the ball, make plays. These guys are big shot takers. Big, big shot takers. Yes, I know Wichita lost. As a 4 seed. I said it. They should not have been a 4 seed. That's why they lost. And if you wanna go ahead and you're gonna be like, okay, if you're Wichita State people, Landry Shamet, he was 0-7 from downtown against Marshall. Okay? Y'all know how I feel about that. He had 4 turnovers. He was not clutch. He has to be clutch. He has to show me something. So if he does get drafted by Philly, which I'm going to go all in depth tomorrow night after this draft about all of this stuff, all of these draftees, what these teams have done, trades, all of this, who picked who, first and second round, is the ball kid going to be drafted? We'll get into that tomorrow night, and I can't wait. I want the draft to be on right now. All right. Number 27 pick, Chandler Hutchinson, which is the Boston pick. Boston, Boston is always has a good pick. I would figure they would get him. He's a senior player. You know, you got yourself a guy that's went all 4 years in college. You know, why not? With the Boise State. He averaged 20 points a game. He averaged 20 points a game last year, 17 and a half the year before that. You just got yourself a player who was starting to shoot threes like crazy. 4 threes a game. Now Boise State probably was snubbed. I know they played in the conference at NWC. I know. They ain't play nobody. But Nevada, and they lost both games, and then they made the NIT, lost to Washington. Conference tournament, lose to Utah State. Good game, though. Very good game. But I do like John Hutchinson. Number 28 pick goes to Golden State. This is where Golden State is going to be genius. Golden State has the 28th pick. They can get any good player. But they're going to get Mo Wagner. If you guys don't know Mo Wagner, for you guys that, like, okay, who? Michigan. Michigan University. Blue Nation. One of the many reasons why Michigan then went to the national championship game. One of the many, because I said the schedule was very easy. The hardest team they played was Houston, which was around a 32, because Loyola, for you guys that thought Loyola was going to be Michigan, oh, that was crap. Loyola ain't play nobody themselves. They ain't play nobody as good as Michigan, and then you knew when Michigan played Villanova, that was it. Okay, I digress. Mo Wagner, that's where Golden State is going to get Mo Wagner, and I'm going to be like, okay, you know what, that's it. I am saying this. They're going to get Mo Wagner. So for you guys listening, like, see, I told you Mo Wagner. I want to come in here, and I hope they get Mo Wagner. Because I even said last year, when they got Jordan Bell, and I didn't think they were going to get Jordan Bell, but once they got Jordan Bell, they got one of the best players in the tournament last year. Last tournament. Not the tournament that just passed, but the last tournament when they was in that draft last year. They are going to get one of the best players in the last NCAA tournament, and Mo Wagner. There you go. Read them and weep. Book it. I said it. All right. Number 29, Anfernee Simmons. Anfernee Simmons, Brooklyn. Brooklyn has that pick. Me and draft experts, Anfernee Simmons. About that. Now that's very interesting that is, you know, on there, because he, you know, it was high school. You know, he led the Armor Association scoring 20.5 points a game, averaged 11.5 points per game. An MBPA top 100. He shot 44%. His weakness is his body isn't NBA ready. So just to see his name on a draft board, and he's a good athlete. You know, he's not explosive. He does lack strength. He's 181 pounds. He's at USA Basketball. He's Well, we'll see what he can do. Pearson is Monte Ellis. So, I mean, I'm just putting it out there. You know, Anthony Simmons is putting it out there. I know that he hasn't decided to go to college. But that's interesting that his name is up there. And I've seen a little bit of things. That's how I know about some of that. 30th pick, last pick of the first round. I'm not going to do the second round. Jacob Evans. You know, I see why not. Jacob Evans from Cincinnati. Well, his hometown is Baton Rouge, but he went to Cincinnati. He's very good on defensive end. He's from Cincinnati. First off, when you play for Cincinnati, you're going to play defense. Look at Lance Stevenson. Lance can make him dance. Energy guy. He averaged still in the half last season. One of the top defenders in the AAC. He has good size. His grip frame for a wing. He's 6'6", has 6'9", wingspan. That can help him guard all kind of guards at the next level, and he's very versatile. One of his best aspects of the game last year was his patience on offense. Very smart with the ball. I've watched some Cincinnati because Cincinnati is one of those teams you're like, okay, do I trust them? Yeah. Evans, good finisher at the rim, under the basket. He has very good basketball IQ. As I just mentioned, all that. He's going to be very good on the defensive side of things. So, him being, if the Hawks go ahead and get Jacob Evans, they will have three guards in the first round. Now, they could trade some of those picks if they want to for teams that, you know, want to move up. I mean, why not? So, tomorrow, Troy will be on here. I said I was going to talk baseball. I can't do it. I'm not going to just destroy myself with Tigers baseball. I can't deal with the Detroit Tigers. So I'm not going to deal with them. I'm not going to deal with baseball right now. I'm not going to go through it because I wanted this to be NBA My Draft Show. Tomorrow, I will be on right after the draft. I'm going to be paying attention to the draft. And I'm going to air live on Dress. So if you don't hear from Troy, you will hear from me. That's guaranteed. We'll do the post NBA draft show with trades and all that good stuff. And then Friday, me and Troy discuss the whole draft together, even though we're already going to talk about it. But of course, you know, let's have fun with it. Talk about the draft. Talk about this. Talk about that. And I will hype up. I will talk baseball then, because the Tigers play the Indians this weekend, and it's pretty much okay. How well will we go? How well will we be? And I will definitely discuss the Monday game. The Tigers play the Athletics as well, and that's an early start because there is fireworks here in Detroit. So we will explain that on Friday. It'll be a fun show. So you guys enjoy the rest of your evening. I will be here tomorrow night. Preferably Troy is here at the same time as draft time. That would be great. See you guys tomorrow.